Hey guys, welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show. Before we start the show today, I know it's January, but bikini season is right around the corner. And I know some of you ladies, and maybe some of you dudes, maybe you like bikinis, I don't judge. But I know you've been complaining about that weight, and it's time to boost up your shape. The newest bikini diet out of Brazil may help you lose up to 10 or 15 pounds of water weight and that stubborn, unwanted belly fat. Alright? And best of all, this new diet will also help sculpt your beautiful natural curves. It's been endorsed by models such as Blac Chyna, Tammy Torres, Rosa Acosta, and reality TV star Claudia Jordan. This diet is straight out of Brazil, and it's the newest, hottest Latin diet to hit America. So check it out online at MariciePalmDiet.com or on Facebook and Twitter at MariciePalm. Or on Instagram at MariciePalmDiet. That's MariciePalmDiet.com. MORICHE PalmDiet.com.
Oh, Brian, what have you done now?
You're talking to the Rolex wearing.
Woo!
Diamond ring wearing.
Woo!
Kiss dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Now give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand or demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore.
What is up, everybody in the world? I am back. This is the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show. Oh, the man. Yo, I am so happy to be back right now. I can't even express my happiness and my excitedness. Excitedness is a word, right? Excitedness. I am excited to be back here on the podcast airwaves talking to you, the lovely people of the Brad Gilmore Show, on demand, universe, world, century. I don't even know what I'm talking about at this point, but I want to say right before we get started today, it's an amazing thing that happened. Last week, Monday Night Raw, they announced the first inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame, and it is Yes! Ooh, yeah! It's the Macho Man, Randy Savage, ooh, yeah, dig it! It's the right, the Macho Man, the one and only the Macho Man, Randy Savage, the reason why I say on demand, like I do. The reason I do the ooh yeahs and Uncle Brothers and everything. I mean, I know Brothers Hulk Hogan, but still, it's centered around one of the greatest professional wrestlers / sports entertainers of all time. That man's name is the Macho Man, Randy Savage. And after years of everyone saying, scratching their head, why isn't Macho Man in the Hall of Fame? After years of that, finally, the man takes his rightful place amongst others into the illustrious WWE Hall of Fame. I am so excited that he is in the Hall of Fame. How many times have I said Hall of Fame right now? I'm sure it's like 80 and it's not over yet. But off of that, congrats to the Macho Man and the whole Poffo family. But off of that, here we are. Can you believe it? We're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show. I never thought we'd be back. It feels like forever since we were here. But now that we're here, we might as well get right to business. Let me tell you about why we took a break. Now, last November, we were doing some shows, and I started listening back to them. And I realized that we at the Brad Gilmore Show, me, Motai, Monty, we're not giving you the show that I felt y'all deserved. You know, I felt like y'all deserved a show
that, well, I don't know if it's not the deserve, but I felt like we could have been giving you a better show than what we had been. And I decided to take a break to refocus, to regroup, to repurpose the show and the podcast, and get it to be at the height that I wanted it to. So that's what I'm doing. I took the time, redid the show banner. Do you like the show banner? Because I love the show banner. It took me a lot of revisions to get to that, but I love the show banner. I redid the intro a little bit, added a little not something nice, and I refocused as to what the show is. The show is called The Brad Gilmore Show on Demand, right? It's a podcast hosted by me, your host, Brad Gilmore, along with DJ Motai and Ashley Imani. And what the show is my personal outlet to my thoughts and to talk to people who interest me and really who are in my interests, such as people in hip-hop. I grew up in hip-hop. I love hip-hop. So we talk to rappers, singers, producers, songwriters, whatever, even outside of hip-hop, but majority, predominantly, in hip-hop. I love it. It's one of my favorite, if not, it is my favorite genre of music. I'm going to stop lying. It's my favorite genre of music. So I love to talk to people in hip-hop. I love to debate things like Ether versus Takeover, Jay-Z, Nas, Kanye. I love to talk about Eminem, who's the best rapper ever. I love talking about all that stuff. And that's what partly this show is going to be about, hip-hop. So if you don't like hip-hop, stop the podcast, all right? Because we're going to talk about it. There's going to be hip-hop in every show. All right, we've had legends on the show. ESG, Killa Kaleon, DJ DMD, Slim Thug, Chameleonaire, so many people. And today we add to that list. I'm going to talk about our guest here in a second. But before I get to that, I want to drive this point home of what this show's about. Also, one of my interests is professional wrestling. Obviously, I just talked about the Macho Man Randy Savage. I love professional wrestling / sports entertainment. I love it. I work in it. It's my job. Besides this podcast, getting my ass to school, this is also my job, professional wrestling. And what I do in professional wrestling, for those of you who might not know, you might not know. I met some guy, I was talking to DJ Young Streets the other day. We had a meeting, and he didn't know that I worked in professional wrestling. So some people still don't know. So for those of you who don't know, for the past 2 years plus, I've been working for WWE Hall of Famer. See, I told you that name was going to come up again. That word, Hall of Famer. Booker T, who you might know as the 6-time World Heavyweight Champion, or the 5-time WCW Champion. Booker T, he has a promotion, a company, a wrestling company here in Houston called Booker T's Reality of Wrestling. And I've been working for them for the past 2+ years. Started off as a ring announcer. I'm currently a color commentator on Booker T's Reality of Wrestling, which airs here in Houston, which I'm stationed at, on the Cube 57, Saturday nights at 1 a.m., and then we're around the country, 20 markets, on Soul of the South Network, in several major markets, including New York, Philadelphia, Florida. There's a whole lot. You can go to ssn.tv to find out exactly where Soul of the South is. But we're on in Soul of the South, Tuesdays, 8 p.m., prime time, brother. And that's what I've been doing here. I'm on TV, guys. I'm doing the podcast and I'm doing TV, and it's in wrestling. My job's to tell the stories in the ring, talk about the characters on the show, the wrestlers on the show, and put them over, is wrestle speak. We're going to put them over to talk about, I mean, not to talk about them, put them over to make them seem, because they are, but make them seem like big stars and get the people, which is you, the audience, invested in the characters. And we're going to talk a lot about that process here in the next few weeks. We have a huge show coming up for Reality of Wrestling, February the 21st at the Pasadena Convention Center. Reality of Wrestling presents the final heat, where the main event is going to be for the Reality of Wrestling tag team titles as the champions, Dustin and Justin, the Heavenly Bodies from Pro Wrestling Syndicate in New Jersey, are going to take on. Are y'all ready for this? Are you really ready? They're going to take on the one and only, the reuniting, the returning, for the last time ever, Booker T and Stevie Ray, Harlem Heat. I can't tell you how excited I am about this event. It's since I started with the company, I've never seen Booker T wrestle live. Well, I've seen him wrestle live when I was a kid. I went to shows here at the Toyota Center when he was King Booker and the world champion. But I've never seen him, since I've known him, perform live, especially in a reality of wrestling ring. He's never performed in a reality wrestling ring before. This is a first and last, the final heat, Booker T and Stevie Ray, Harlem Heat, reuniting. You can get your tickets right now, realitywrestling.com, February the 21st. It's going down, so get ready for that. So yeah, I work in wrestling too, so guess what? We're going to have wrestlers on this podcast. I've had Diamond Dallas Page and Harlem Heat on before, and I'm going to have more wrestlers and more guys from Reality of Wrestling so you can get to know them just as well as I do, and maybe I'll find out some other stuff. But anyway, that's part of what this podcast is about. I'm going to talk to people who interest me, things I'm interested in. So for those of you who don't know, those are two of my major influences in life, all right? So much has happened, though. Guys, so much has happened. And guess what? I know y'all have been listening to me all this time. We're about to actually bring on DJ Motai, Ashley, Imani. We're going to see what they've been doing in the holiday break. But guys, I just want to say thank you for all the support on social media. I've been waiting to bring y'all this show forever. Thank you for waiting for this show to come back. I know there's been like a long-winded intro, but I just wanted to tell y'all that, you know, I'm so excited to get back to the show, to get back to talking to y'all every single week. Oh, look at me. I'm knocking myself on the head because I forgot. Forgot to tell y'all something super important. That this is the last time we're going to be airing our show on Mondays. Happy Martin Luther King Day. We're going to talk more about that in a minute. But yeah, this is the last time we're going to be on Monday. Starting next week, we'll be back to Brad Gilmore Show's original time slot on Tuesdays. So we'll be new episodes every Tuesdays. Every Tuesday starting next week. And we're going to start a new seasonal program. This is the season premiere, if you will, of the Brad Gilmore Show. And what it's going to do is every 12 episodes, which is every 12 weeks, we're going to take a two-week hiatus, be back for another 12 episodes, and that will complete a full season of the Brad Gilmore Show. After a full season, another 2 weeks off, another 12 episodes, so on and so forth. I just want to let y'all know that, so y'all know whenever these 12 episodes are up and the season finale is coming, y'all aren't freaking out that there's not a new Brad Gilmore Show in your podcast feed. Also, every 6 months here on the Brad Gilmore Show, we're going to be raising money for a different charity. So at the end of that six-month period, whatever money we raise, we'll go to that charity, and then we're going to pick a new charity to donate to. It's just our way of giving back. So the first charity we're going to be donating to is the Michael J. Fox Foundation. Speaking of Back to the Future 2, speaking of it being 2015, we're going to donate to the Michael J. Fox Foundation, which is a foundation that researches a cure for Parkinson's disease. Michael J. Fox, obviously one of the more famous people with Parkinson's disease. Also, at the time I'm recording this, it's Muhammad Ali's birthday. So Muhammad Ali, also someone who suffers from Parkinson's disease and a little close to home. Y'all all know that I love my grandma. Y'all heard her at the beginning of the show. Oh, Brian, what have you done now? She also suffers for the last decade from Parkinson's disease. So what we're going to do, we're going to raise money for Parkinson's and for the Michael J. Fox Foundation. So all you got to do is go to bradgilmore.podbean.com. See where it says donate, and donate whatever you can. $1, $2, $5, $20, $100, $1,000. If you're feeling generous, if you can only donate 25 cents, donate 25 cents. But I promise you, all the proceeds, 100%, are going to a good cause. It's going to find a cure for Parkinson's disease. So for the next 6 months, please help me raise money, because I really would love to give the Michael J. Fox Foundation some type of generous donation, so we can find a cure for this terrible, terrible disease. But with all that said, we're going to get to DJ Motai and Ashley Imani right now. We're going to catch up with them, talk about what they've been up to, and then we'll be back later with our two special guests. One, the guy who's been on the Brad Gilmore Show more than anybody, the one and only Doe Beezy. And then after that, we're going to talk to the people's champ, Pow wow, baby. I talked to both of them at a red carpet premiere, but we'll talk about that more. So stay tuned, sit back, relax. We're going to get into DJ Motai for the last time, DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix. Then we're going to be back with DJ Motai and Ashley Imani, and then later, Paul Wall and Doe Beezy. It's an action-packed show, so y'all stay tuned to the one and the only, The Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Woo! I know all of you are enjoying The Brad Gilmore Show on Demand right now. Ooh, yeah, dig it. But before we continue on with this amazing, illustrious, award-winning kind of podcast, I got to take care of a little bit of business, and I want to tell you about a holistic healers academy. Yeah, they provide wellness courses for holistic health practitioner programs towards certification with the American Association for Drugless Practitioners, and they also offer world-renowned authors of self-help e-classes, including classes from Deepak Chopra, Ram Bass, Dan Millman, and many more. So what you got to do is you got to go to HolisticHealersAcademy.com. Once again, that's HolisticHealersAcademy.com. Dig it.
I wanna do. Damn girl, I'm feeling you. So let's just do. And me, I'm in that place you wanna be. Yeah girl, I'm talking VIP. So let's just be. So let's go.
But I'm just trying to figure out if I love you though. Cause you know what they say about your type. Off-white, model like, only order salads right. Petite, with an accent that's thick as hell. Real sweet, with some eyes like you're from Brazil. And well, I can tell that you're feeling this. And in them Louis Vuittons, girl, you be killing it. This is something that I've been on. And your body I can send on. Friend zone, I'm just asking what the fuck is that. You not trying to fall in love, good luck with that. Cause your mama say better get stuck with that. And your friends say he is where the buzz is at. So, why you trying to act mean, girl? When you know your boy tighter than them skinny jeans, girl. Spit like a list, but I gotta keep it clean, girl. You just gotta try me once, I'm a fiend, girl. Dream, girl, something like Beyonce. Ring, girl, something like Beyonce. One day, maybe a bunch of kids like the Brady. Trying to say the world, why Clef on some Haiti. Lately, baby, I think I can change for you. Got a boy playing a new game
so
for you.
Let's go.
To the sun, you worked all day, got a little bit done. That's okay, now the night begins. As long as we don't go home tonight, never ends. So, oh, yo, we way past go. Collect 200, now let's head to the show. See your favorite band with a drink in the hand. The way you look at me, it's clear I'm the man. But this ain't about me, this about you. The way you're looking at me is how I'm looking at you. With them cat eye shades, thin little waist, thick gold ass and the lips that taste. Say what you think about, she said nothing. It's easy to see that heart start to pumping, pulse increasing, cheeks start to blushing. But do you wanna be starting some? Mama say, mama sama my kusa. Mama say, mama sama my kusa. Your mama don't like me, daddy wanna fight me. I don't really care, you down or not. We can hop in the truck, drive far away. And with a little luck, maybe you stay in my bed, rest your head, and we can think about the greatest thing.
So let's go. We came for, cause tomorrow is way too soon.
Emotions, emotions in a poet. Rock and roll is in my soul, and rap is the component to outreach and outspeak and reach up to a mountain. Speak to know for sure the word of mouth. My name is what you always speak. I ain't never geeking, homie. I'm just trying to be that dude to come through town and shut it down and be up on your local news. Never blue singing, but always hell raising. Or party rocking, hip hop, or living in no genre nation. To these other artists, I never find relations, but I hear these accusations that are blatant fabrications.
Like that one dude trying to sound like Three Stacks.
And that white dude, he just trying to be black.
None of that is fact, and all of that is fiction. So search our name to load the track, and then you take a listen. Then you start to figure we the gift to keep on giving. To be the best, you gotta beat everyone to slip.
See, when Whitney died, they said that all the legends dead and gone. But minds changed as soon as they heard a 2011 song. I'm trying to live a life with no one else needed. Track hungry, then I feed it. A virgin record, I seed it. Shake it up, let it explode. Something along the lines of my career about to go. It's 2011, back with more unless the crowd didn't know. Career started on the ground, but now I'm looking at the floor. And whoa, I kill bees like I heal skill feet. It's a dream to be in the prisons every time that I speak. Waiting for a leak for about a week like they were new damn shoes. And I'm just doing Mission Impossible like Tom Damn Cruise. I leave the whole track bruised and let them might be my muse. Pulling verses out these tracks that they were caused to a fuse. I'm taking rappers out they spots like soul trucks. Hottest seats and solo cups in case you didn't know what's up.
Take the time to realize when all this means.
Long nights trying to keep up with my thoughts. Cheap and reefer just to keep the reaper off my porch. Yeah, I'm thinking about a Porsche. Got my mind on the money working, got me stuck behind. But the time ticking, burning off the clock. I'm learning on the spot, simultaneously not trying to be targets of a journalistic plot. Dreams by the plenty have been murdered at the dock. Where the man is taught to fish and I'm earning what I got, motherfucker. Get it, you got it, I'm good with it. I'm telling you is about it. They talk but they bullshit. And roots really be skulls splitting. I'm spitting how they ain't seen it. And it's a win it if you ain't with it, get to believe it. Cause this is how it goes. Wake up in the morning, brain is stimulated. Better make it for the yawning. Otherwise, you were just another guy who could have done it but never did it. And now you have been sent to the mind.
Everybody in the game lace trying to ball. I'm in my shooter shirt, game face, waiting on my name. Pace for my time like coach, you gotta call it blend. Needing room to rest, shit, they got a style. Haters can't beat my score, man, they got a foul. Sub them all, this is rap school on Adderall. Swallow emotions, blowing off thinking. That's why I'm smoking, and why I'm drinking. Days been weakin', I can't wait for the weekend. How to balance my lows, I've hardly breaking even. Like the beach, I stay strapped, case to see another day. Fucked up like sex on the ceiling. Born with a bad hand, shuffle I'm dealing. Giving no splits, a banana, then I'm peeling off. Oh, yeah. Oh, what a feeling to be closer to a million.
Attention deficit, no reference to Wale. Late years composed of hard days. High definite, repping it with my delegates. They speak for me cause you can't speak with the president. What I'm up against now is having my spine to the sky. If I get shot down, my soul flies. I never love again cause I never trust a bitch. Murder's all she wrote and that was on the first attempt. Ever since, been tense, focused to find me. Sorry if it's bogus, I'm oldest son, don't mind me. Say it's a one in a million chance that they sign me. So I'ma be the one and lead them zeros behind me. And up next is where you find me. If not, you see the veins of the most vein on IVs. I know you sleep, but I couldn't be mad at y'all. To keep focused, I notice you need some Adderall.
Whatever.
Can you feel it? I disappear for a minute. My instinct is to get it. I'm living on the terms of life as I sit in. I'm back with a vengeance, my back to the Senate. If I ever go back on my word, then you could sentence me death. See a man without honor, get no respect. I'm starving for 24 years, homie, you know what's next. Pouring arrows on your set, chopping your solar plexus. Get complex, but I'm laughing at everything you respect. If December 21st, the day we losing the earth, then my lyrics be a scripture, the future could feel a hurt. Of a New Orleans kid that made it out of the gutter. But now I'm out of Houston. eating the last supper. 2013 is the year that I rise. Look in my eyes and understand the reason I ride. I know how to survive. Been running since the beginning. This thirst is overwhelming. I'm praying to be replenished. I'm gone.
I got this. I'm ashamed to say what it costed. Having withdrawals due to lack of deposits. I'm nauseous. I guess it is a part of the process. Too cautious to place any faith in my conscience. I promise. Even when it hurts, I'll be honest. What can a man with no losses accomplish? Exhausted my options and picked out my coffin. My life's on the very same line that I'm walking. Cash rules everything around me, it's toxic. I want this, I'm tossing the box I was boxing. Cause progress only gets built from the bottom. Now watch this, a master only learns from a novice. I'm focused, I'm focused, I'm opening my eyes. Almost had to die for you to notice I'm alive. Which is fine, cause when everything is all said and done, they gon' bury me in the same spot that's begun.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the coach. You're checking out the Brad Gilmore Show with the dress you wearing, Ric Flair good hair having, entertainment world champion Brad Gilmore. World champion Brad Gilmore. Brad, did you really think I was going to cut a promo for you, supporting you? Listen, man, I was born a heel. I'm going to die a heel. And in the middle, I'm going to roll a heel.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Yes, welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
Look at that. Look at that. It's been a while, we know. It's been since November that we did a new podcast, guys. Welcome back to the show. DJ Motai and Ashley Imani. Motai, how are you feeling today?
Dude, I haven't seen you since the last time I did the show.
That's no, crazy. We saw each other like 2 days ago.
Shut up, man.
We're in the process of moving into our new studio, the Nudio. But anyway, Motai, but what have you been up to, man? What have you been working on?
What have I been working on? Like, you know, in life or, you know, what, musically or what?
Just what have you been doing? What has the DJ Motai been doing?
Well, I mean, I can update you on my day today. I just made some ribs.
Okay, yeah, you know? No, you know what I mean, man. give us the real, brother. You've been DJing a lot? What's been happening?
I've been DJing a lot. This week I actually had a break. Not really a chosen break, more of a forced break.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good, you know. I made some good time of it, I guess.
What about you, Monty? Monty, what have you been up to?
I've been in the studio, you know, getting it in.
Been recording a lot?
Getting it in. Naughty Monty getting it in.
Yeah, of course. Naughty Monty's been getting it in. But what have you been recording, your EP?
Yeah. I finally have a name for it that I'm sticking to.
What do you want to announce it here on the show? What's the name of the debut Ashley Imani EP?
I don't want to say it yet.
So you're going to tell us that you have a name, but then you don't want to say it?
Right.
It's kind of unfair.
I have to make you anticipate. I have to make you really want to know.
Okay, well, we'll sit on it, but you'll announce it here. We'll announce it here eventually. Guys.
Yeah.
But since the last time we've talked, it's a new year, it's a new day, it's 2015. Monty, what have been your New Year's resolutions? What are your New Year's resolutions for 2015? No resolutions?
I do. I have a lot of them.
You have a lot of them?
I don't know.
Same one.
They're deep.
They're deep. Yeah,
they're deep.
Do you
but
have any just
I will
general
say this. Yeah, okay. I really need to work out more, and I need to get back to dancing. I promised that I was going to get back into everything that I used to do, you know, back when I was at home, and really get back in tune with myself. Because, you know, at one point, you know, at times being out here by myself, it's like, damn, it gets hard. It's like you're going through so much that you kind of forget. You kind of lose, you know, the truth, like, you know, who you are. So,
okay, so,
year,
so
like,
you're gonna get back in the gym. You said you're gonna get back into dance. Is that
dance.
What you said? Dance.
Dance.
Okay, you gonna hit V Live or something? What are you dancing? Where are you dancing? Where's Naughty Monty dancing?
I think he's talking about like hip-hop or modern dancing.
Really, Brad?
Hey, I'm just saying, I don't know how y'all did it in California. I was just saying.
Brad,
the not in my.
Wait till I see you, Brad. Wait till I see you.
I just know there's a lot of pimping going on in California. I just didn't know.
Okay, well, yeah. Anyways, no choreography. Thank you.
Okay, Motai.
No, I mean no shade to strippers or anything like that, but that's just not me.
No, yeah, it's not Nani Mani. Motai, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
My New Year's resolutions is to slap you in the face. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
No laugh? Okay.
No laugh. Laughs.
Right. Nah, I don't have, look, Nani Mani's laughing, thank you.
It's a laugh because it was lame. She's doing a lame laugh.
I don't know how to do this resolution.
I'll tell you, I'm with Monty. I'm trying to work out more, kind of get in the gym, get on my fitness level, you know what I mean? Work a little harder,
yeah.
Do a little better at everything. Just get a little better at everything. But guys, so much has happened, but I want to talk to y'all about something because yesterday on Instagram, right? I'm scrolling through Instagram, just doing the normal scroll through, and I'm seeing everybody repost these pictures, right? And the pictures they were posting was of the former Miss Wiz Khalifa, Amber Rose, yesterday posted these pictures that went viral all over the internet of her in like this skimpy bikini. Did either one of you see these photos?
Definitely.
I'm about to look it up right now.
I definitely saw it.
You definitely saw it. Okay.
Honestly, she has I'm not gonna lie, she has a hot bod.
Oh, she's in great shape. She's in phenomenal shape, especially to be a mother.
Absolutely.
I'm not so much into bald and tattoos, but there's, you know, she's got a nice little figure going. What are you going to say there, Monty?
I mean, she has a, you know, she has a hot bod, but you
good
know,
Lord.
That I would encourage.
Say that again?
I wouldn't encourage it. That's just not something I would encourage. I feel like it's much better when you leave it for their imagination. So, I mean, you could be tasteful, I think, but not too revealing, if that makes sense, especially as a mother.
Yeah, I get you. Now, my question, Motai just saw him and we heard his reaction. My question, though, is now in an age of like 2014 was the year of the booty, right? And I think 2015 is going to continue that trend. And we have a lot of women out here perpetrating a fake set of butt cheeks, correct? Fake buttocks. My question is, though, how can you tell? Because I see Amber Rose's ass, and it's very big, it's very nice, and I'm thinking, is it a real butt or is it a fake butt? And my question is, how do you tell the difference? Motai.
Well, I mean, sometimes it looks like it's not real, you know? Like, it doesn't look like it's normal, like it's from Earth.
Now, I saw someone recently to where it was so big, and it was like I could see the shape in her butt, and you could tell it wasn't real. You know what I mean? You could tell there was an implant or something in there. But, like, how do you tell?
How can you tell, though, Brad? How can you tell that?
Well, because I don't know. Maybe it was just a very muscular buttocks. I didn't touch it. No, I didn't touch it. It was a very muscular buttocks.
I don't really know how to tell sometimes, but sometimes you can tell on a woman because they'll have, like, skinny legs, and then all of a sudden, it'd be like, damn. Like,
does everything have to be proportional? Can someone have, like, a ginormous behind and like, a small waist?
Definitely. Definitely. I think so.
And it'd be real, is what I'm saying.
But would it be, like, firm? Or would it be droopy? Because if your legs are just skinny, that means you're just not in shape.
Yeah.
Are we talking about fake butts or real butts?
I think we're talking about all butts right now.
I'm just saying in general.
I can't figure out. Okay, we get it, guys. I can't figure out what's real and what's fake because you know you see Amber Rose and you're like, man, that's a fantastic backside. What?
Brad. I don't know. I just wanted to cut you off.
Oh, that's great.
Hey,
thank
did you see the ones you just posted 13 minutes ago?
No, Motai, I didn't.
Man, you need to go look at it right now.
Okay, I'll pull it up. But anyway, moving on from a maybe real but maybe not real backside to a very famous real backside, Beyonce recently made some internet headlines or a picture. What? Monty, stop cutting me off. She made this picture went viral on the internet as well.
Brad.
Shut up, Monty. And it was.
I just finished you. I just missed you.
So stop saying my name, girl.
I missed you.
I'm trying to make points and stuff, man, on the season premiere of the show. So anyway,
okay.
It's a picture of Beyonce and her and Jay-Z are at a Rocket, not a Rockets game, at a what's the team? The Nets game. And Beyonce's super, Jay-Z's on his phone and Beyonce's super eye on his phone and trying to see who he's texting and who he's talking to and yada yada yada, right? And I know my girlfriend's done this to me before. Motai, I'm sure yours has. But is it, what do you feel about that, Monty? Do you feel like women have the right to look at a man's phone?
Honestly, there's two ways to look at it. In one way, it could be like, well, you shouldn't have anything to hide. Then on the other hand, it's kind of like, you seek, you find. It's kind of like, you're setting yourself up to find something. It's like, do you trust that person? Like, if you trust them, then you wouldn't do that.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever looked at the phone? Have you ever looked at your significant other's phone?
I have.
Monty.
While he's on it?
While he's on it, he's sitting in the room?
Yeah, I have, but that was after I lost trust. That's after I started losing trust. So it was like, because, you know, he may have done something to make me lose trust, so I just, you know, looked over there.
So there has to be a reason.
There has to be a reason.
Yeah, it has to be a reason. Yeah. If the relationship is pure and I trust you, then I wouldn't do that. And really, most of the time, the type of person I am is like, I kind of go off of you. So if you you are who you hang around. So if the person is kind of like insecure and like, oh, like, you know, nagging and shit like that, you'll be like that. But
no, I feel
what you're saying.
But for me,
the times are there. Yeah,
for me though, it's like. Like, I feel like I have nothing to hide on my cell phone, but at the same time, you kind of want your, that's your phone. I have nothing to hide, but you don't need to look at it. Trust me that you can trust me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Exactly.
It's got to go both ways, too.
There's two ways to it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm perfect or anything like that, but I don't agree with it. I don't think you should.
Okay, I get it. Well, guys, you know, this is just a little ski taste of things that are coming up on the all-new, brand-new season of the Brad Gilmore Show. We're going to be debuting our new day next week. So today is Martin Luther King Day, Monday, the season premiere of the Brad Gilmore Show. But you will get a new show 8 days from today, next Tuesday, on our new day, same time, 8 o'clock every morning. It's going to be great, guys. Are y'all excited for 2015 and the new Brad Gilmore Show?
Of course.
I was just talking about that. I was just talking about that. This year is going to be amazing.
This year is going to be amazing.
I feel it.
I feel it, too.
I feel it.
Always at DJ Motai and at _ Ashley Amani on Twitter, Ashley Amani on Instagram, DJ Motai on Instagram. All that great stuff. We're going to be back next week. Full-length show. This is just a little ski taste. But right now, we're going to transition into some of the interviews on today's show. Me and Monty went to a red carpet premiere for The Holy Spoof, which was a lot of fun. And we're going to have...
amazing.
It was very funny. And two of the stars of the movie and stars of the Houston hip-hop scene, Paul Wall and Doe Beezy, are on the show today. I talked to them at the red carpet event. Live and in living color with my suit on, the dress shoe wearing, Ric Flair and good hair, having entertainment world champion and the people's champion on the same show today. It's going to be amazing. I'm talking to Kyle Hubbard about wrestling. Everything's going right today. So we'll be back next Tuesday with all new Brad Gilmore Show. But y'all stay tuned because there's more show to come right after these words. Hey, ladies. You need some hairstyling done, maybe some weave put in, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a nice little makeup job. You have a big date coming up, you got a big photo shoot or something, you got something, a big event that's happening, and you need your makeup done, okay? Well, I have the person you need to go to, Beauty by Tania. For all your makeup and hairstyling services, you can contact Beauty by Tania at beautybytania@gmail.com or on Instagram at Beauty by Tania. That's Beauty by Tania, spelled Beauty by Tenia. So go over there and place your service order today.
And we're back here on the one and only, the Brad Gilmore Show. It's the season premiere, and with a season premiere comes a very special show and another special guest to add to this illustrious guest list for this first episode. Back to on the show for the first time in a while, here to talk about a little wrestling, is the one and only, my brother from another mother, but of the same color. His name's Kyle Hubbard. How you doing, man?
What up? I'm good. And you know what? It's only right that I'm on the first episode of the relaunch, since I was the first guest of the original Brad Gilmore Show.
First guest of the original show. I mean, we've talked about it many, many times. We just do a lot of things together for the first time, but not everything. I know that sounds weird, but you know what I mean. We know what we mean. But we're here to talk about a little bit of wrestling. And this Sunday, you know, today's Monday, and this upcoming Sunday is probably my favorite pay-per-view of the year. Maybe sometimes I love it more than even WrestleMania, believe it or not. And it's the one and only, the Royal Rumble, which features the 30-man over-the-top rope battle royal to declare who's going to be in the main event of WrestleMania. Kyle, what do you feel about the Royal Rumble? Is it one of your favorite shows too?
Dude, for sure. There's nothing like, probably one of the most exciting things is watching the Royal Rumble live, because you don't know what's going to happen. And it's like, I don't know, it's awesome, because you know that night is going to set up the storylines for at least the next 3 months. And yeah, Royal Rumble's awesome. It's probably my favorite wrestling thing out of the entire year. And I would even go as far to say that it can be a more exciting experience than WrestleMania sometimes.
It can be, because sometimes Mania, you kind of know where the stories are going a little bit. You kind of know what the payoff's going to be. But sometimes the Royal Rumble, complete surprise. And I think this year is going to be one of the more interesting Royal Rumbles in the past few years, if you ask me, because we don't really know who's going to win. Last year, we knew Batista
for sure
was going to be the winner of the Royal Rumble, and he got booed out of the building when he won. But this year, there's several kind of candidates that maybe could win. You talk about your Daniel Bryans, your Roman Reigns's, maybe a Randy Orton surprise return. Dolph Ziggler is up in the list.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this year's Royal Rumble?
Well, I'll definitely agree with you and say that this year, completely unlike last year, it is hard to gauge who's going to take it. Like last year, Batista was for sure. That's when he came back. It was written in stone. But this year, I think if I was a betting man, which I'm not, I would say that it's either going to come down to Reigns or Bryan. But like you said, there could be a surprise. I mean, Ziggler's been built up pretty fabulously since November, so it's in the realm of possibility that he wins it. But let's go with Bryan. I want Bryan to win. I want them to do what they should have done last year, this year.
Yeah, you know what I think? I think that Daniel Bryan, if he does, well, he is in the Royal Rumble, but when he enters, he should enter number 30 and come out to Rey Mysterio's music and just screw with everybody's head.
Well, you know, if Rey was in the Rumble, this would be his comeback as well.
It
but
would
I
be.
I still think he'd get booed.
Yeah, he probably would. He would still get booed. Poor Rey Mysterio. But, yeah, I think Daniel Bryan is definitely a likely candidate. Were you surprised about the announcement of Daniel Bryan's return a couple weeks ago on Raw?
Dude, in an age where, like, if a wrestler comes back, the audience knows, like, 6 months in advance, the fact that Bryan's in the Rumble was a legitimate surprise. They did a really good job not letting the cat out of the bag for this one. So, yeah, I honestly didn't think he'd be in.
Did you think he was retiring?
Do I think he's going to retire?
Did you think he was retiring when he was making that speech talking about coming to a crossroads?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. When he was on Raw, I thought for sure he was going to retire.
Yeah, I thought it was almost certain, and then he came with the big swerve, and, you know, Edge was on the show, and I'm like, oh, I remember what happened to Edge. And then you're like, oh, man, he's going to retire. And then, boom, he makes the announcement. But before that, the Golden Boy, which seemed like the man who's going to win, was Roman Reigns. And that's what we've heard for, like, the past year, that he's going to be the guy to headline WrestleMania this year. Do you think Roman Reigns has enough steam going into WrestleMania season to be in the main event of WrestleMania and to win the Royal Rumble?
No. Because, okay, let's just fantasy book that Reigns wins the Rumble and then he goes on to face Lesnar and he wins. That would be a travesty, given that Lesnar beat Undertaker last year. The only person, and this is me working under the assumption that Lesnar holds the title to Mania, the only person that could legitimately beat Lesnar at this point, storyline-wise, is Daniel Bryan, because he took out 3 former world champions in one night last year. So, I mean, going basically strict off of kayfabe, Bryan's the only person, I think, that could win.
I really like how you pull that together. I like how you pulled that together about bringing last year's WrestleMania into this one. But Brock Lesnar may not be the WWE True. World Heavyweight Champion going into WrestleMania. He's in a triple threat match. John Cena, Brock Lesnar, and Seth Rollins, Mr. Money in the Bank. Give me your thoughts about this match. What are you thinking?
Okay, A, I want to say that I think finally, and they should have been doing this forever, to have a heel Money in the Bank winner in a title match is like something that should have been done so many times in the past. And I'm glad they're finally doing that because it's stupid for them not to have done that before. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I think the fact that it is a triple threat means that definitely ups the chances that Lesnar's not going to win. But it could also mean that they just don't want Cena to take the pin. Now, I don't know. I don't think Rollins is going to walk out with the belt. I don't think that's even in the realm of possibility right now. I would fucking hate if Cena walked out, though. Anyone but Cena.
Wait, why? Why? Because you don't want him to be the 16-time world champion? Is that the thing? Or you just don't think it's like the proper payoff for that show?
It's just not the proper payoff. I mean, like, I don't know. To me, what they've been doing with Lesnar since WrestleMania 30 is building him up to this unstoppable force. It's already been proven that Cena is not the person that can take him out, given SummerSlam. He got squashed at SummerSlam. And I think that if Lesnar was to lose the belt 2 months before WrestleMania in a triple threat match that kind of was a patchwork, if you think about it, mm-hmm. and then he's just gone, I would hate that. Even if it was Rollins, honestly, I would not like it if Lesnar was just out of the picture completely.
Well, I mean, do you think, though, if that Brock wouldn't wrestle at WrestleMania 31 if he loses this match this upcoming Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just me thinking inside of a box, but I feel like if he drops the belt, then he's not going to go to Mania, unless it's for a Taker rematch, which I don't think anybody really wants.
No, yeah, and I don't see it happening. Well, yeah, you know, I think Brock Lesnar, to me, is the man who's going to walk out the WWE champion come Royal Rumble Sunday. But I'm confused by this, and I'm confused by the fact that you brought it up. Seth Rollins is Mr. Money in the Bank. What does that mean for, you know, if he loses the match, say Cena does take the pinfall or something. And
yeah.
F5, 1, 2, 3, Brock's kind of sweaty, no surprise there, sweaty and tired, and kind of like sitting up, and then all of a sudden, curb stomp, cash in, 1, 2, 3. I mean, is that a possibility? Could you see that probably happening? And then would it be a Rollins-Daniel Bryan main event? Or if Roman Reigns wins, Man. Would it be a Roman Reigns-Seth Rollins main event for the title? Are they ready for that position?
No. I mean, if they were to do that, that would be rolling the dice majorly, which I think would be awesome, but they don't have a history of doing that. I cannot see a WrestleMania main event going down without Cena or Lesnar at this point. I just can't see it happening. Like, I don't think a Rollins Reigns main event at Mania, I don't think they would have faith in that moving tickets. And honestly, I don't think I would have faith in that being the big draw either.
Let's say this. Let's say that Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins for the title is a match at WrestleMania, but you also uh-huh. will have it surrounded by a Sting versus Triple H match, and then possibly a Brock Lesnar Daniel Bryan grudge match.
No. See, I don't want that. If Lesnar and Bryan are going to go against each other, I want it to be like, okay, Bryan had this magnificent moment a year ago, and then it all fell apart within weeks, and then this would be his big road back to that point, almost like Austin at WrestleMania 17. You know, like coming back from that huge injury. And clawing his way back is kind of like, that's what I want. That's the narrative that I want. I want Bryan to have another moment because I think he deserves it. And given how fragile he is, I don't know how many more of those he has in him.
I mean, that's a great point. Okay, so I'm gonna lay this out for you, and then we'll make our final choices for these two major matches this Sunday at the Royal Rumble. If Daniel Bryan wins the Royal Rumble, Brock Lesnar wins, yes. it retains the title, that's your main event. Where do you see Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and John Cena as in terms to WrestleMania?
It's a hard I don't know. Question, that's a know. Good question.
Yeah. It's a hard question. But.
You know, honestly, I would like Cena and Reigns to go in kind of like a passing the torch kind of match. You know. I don't know what the narrative of that would be, but I'd want like the big significance of that match to be like John Cena sees in Roman Reigns a younger him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the mentor versus the student, although that obviously doesn't apply to them two, but you get what I'm saying. Like that big match.
Would
like
it be, in essence, a almost a WrestleMania 6 Hulk Hogan Ultimate Warrior style thing?
Yeah, that's absolutely what I would envision. I think that would be good for both of them. I don't think Cena needs to be in the title picture ever again, especially right now, even though he clearly is.
Well, yeah, but let me ask you this. Before John Cena retires, which I have to think will be in the next 5 years, he's got to be nearing the end of his career, I would think. I know he's a Superman and in tremendous shape, but it's just like, how long can he actually go for? Do you think that John Cena, before his retirement, will tie and beat Ric Flair's 16 world title reigns? Kyle Hubbard, what do you say?
Yeah, at the very least, he's going to tie. I think that's a foregone conclusion. I'll bet you $1,000,000,000 Monopoly dollars right now that at some point before he retires, John Cena is a 16-time champion.
Okay, and final question before we let you go here on the season premiere of the Brad Gilmore Show, On Demand, which, by the way, congratulations to Macho Man Randy Savage for being in the Hall of Fame. Well-deserved. Long overdue. About damn time. But okay, so who is your final picks? Who is going to walk out the WWE champion, and who's going to win the Royal Rumble match this Sunday?
All right, I'm just going to go with what I want. Lesnar walks out champ, Bryan wins the Rumble. Best main event ever.
Okay, and I'm going to bet that Brock Lesnar walks out the WWE champion and Roman Reigns wins the Royal Rumble by last eliminating Daniel Bryan.
Oh, I would hate that. Oh, my God. I would probably throw something at my TV.
Leading to the biggest heel turn in professional wrestling history for Roman Reigns.
For real.
And going against John Cena at WrestleMania. That's my prediction. Kyle Hubbard, thank you so much for coming on the show. People can find you on Facebook, right? At Kyle Hubbard on Facebook, right?
Right, yeah. Just search my name, and it's the cutest Kyle Hubbard. That's the one I am.
And look for the cutest, most attractive Kyle Hubbard. You'll find him. Kyle, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, man.
Talk to you soon. Peace.
All right. Later, bro.
Hey, guys. Hope y'all are enjoying the show. But before we continue, before we get to the main stuff, all right, I got to take care of a little bit of business so I can keep this show coming to you every single week for free. You like free, don't you? Free 99, the best price of all. Okay, so let me take care of a little business, and I want to ask you a question. Have you been looking for a 100% organic weight loss detox tea and or skincare products? No problem. What you got to do is you got to go to www.kaishaskinteas.com. That's KaishaSkinteas.com or on Facebook at Live Love Drink Skin Tea, being one word. That's SKINNTEA. So go to KaishaSkinteas.com and place an order today. All right, guys, the moment you've all been waiting for, I know y'all been waiting for the entire episode, so I'm not going to waste any more time. The two interviews that I conducted at the red carpet premiere for The Holy Spoof and here on the season premiere of The Brad Gilmore Show doesn't get bigger than this. Up first, we're going to have the one and the only, the People's Champ, Paul Wall, one-on-one with the Entertainment World Champion, Brad Gilmore. And right after that, we're going to have the guy who's been on this show more than anybody before, Doe Beezy, the Southeast Beast, immediately following the interview with Paul Wall. So y'all sit back, relax, and y'all enjoy the People's Champ. All right, I'm here with the one and only Paul Wall, the People's Champ, the real People's Champ.
Already.
A lot of people claim it.
Yeah,
only
man.
One can be the man.
Already.
How you doing, man? We're at the red carpet premiere for The Holy Spoof movie you're in. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm having a lot of fun here. It's going to be a great time. I haven't seen the whole film yet, so I'm really looking forward to actually seeing the film. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be my first time to see it, too.
So how was it being on set, though? You played Deacon Paul Wall? Yeah. Is that who you are?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. It was definitely a lot of fun. Where we actually filmed the church at is my wife's church that she grew up in, right next to her grandma's house. Matter of fact, my father-in-law, he was the first one to ever be baptized at the church. So New Macedonia, shout out to New Macedonia, Reverend Putt, everybody over there for allowing us to film it there at the church. And you know, we really look forward to part two, you know what I'm saying?
You know what's funny? It's like a lot of rappers like make a real good transition into acting. You know, you have like Ludacris, 50 yeah. Cent, all that. Yeah. What do you think it is about rappers? Why are they so good at transitioning onto the big screen?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of times with music videos, when you shoot the music video, it's not necessarily about the performance of the song. It's more about like the scenes and the script that goes into it. So videos, music videos are like a small, short-term, like part of, you know, portion of a movie. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's kind of like, you know, after a while doing the movies, I mean, after a while doing the videos for so long, it's only natural that eventually, you know, it's time to go on bigger and better things, you know, next
Definitely.
Step.
Now, I know it was like a couple weeks ago, you put out your album, The Po Up Poet.
Yes,
sir. All songs about drinking,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
How was that, putting that together?
Yeah, man, of course, it was fun. You know, we were muddy. The whole time we filmed it, we were muddy, having a good time. So, you know what I'm saying? That was definitely a lot of fun. We recorded at Breadwinner Studios, you know, everything here in Houston, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, we had a lot of fun. Like I say, man, we had a lot of fun. Shout out to everybody who produced on it, everybody who jumped on it with me too, man. There's a lot of talent on them.
Okay, now it's the holiday season. Last question. It's the holiday season. What does Paul Wall want under his Christmas tree?
Christmas grills.
Christmas grills. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thank you, man.
Before you disappear, let me grab the picture.
Yeah, sure.
All right. With the one and only Doe, motherfucking Beezy, sipping on a margarita?
Sipping on a margarita on you hoes.
Yeah, I didn't know you were a margarita type guy. You seem like a dark liquor, like a Hennessy.
I am. That's exactly what I drink, Hennessy, but Hennessy wasn't at the bar, so we had to settle for this, man.
So you go from Hennessy to a margarita?
Yes, sir.
Is that the transition? Okay, so tonight's a big night. You have you're in a movie, which is great. It's called The Holy Spoof.
Right.
What's your character?
I'm one of the deacons, man. It's the preacher and two deacons. Me and Paul Wall play the deacons. We pretty much that supporting cast of the pastor, man.
Okay, cool. You know, it's funny. It's like I was thinking, like, a lot of actors, I mean, a lot of rappers have transitioned into acting rather successfully, such as, like, you know, Eminem did his movie. You know, I had mentioned him first.
Right.
50 Cent, Ludacris.
Right,
What do you think it is about rappers? Why can they transition so great into acting?
I think it's something with just being an artist, not wanting to be boxed in and just, you know, most artists like to do more than one thing. And coming from where we come from, you either gonna make it rapping, hooping, or be on that big screen.
Okay, I feel that. So rappers have a great freedom of expression, you know, First Amendment rights in this country.
Right.
Say whatever you want to. I don't know if you've heard about the whole Interview movie. Have you heard about that? They're pulling this movie out of theaters because of, like, it's a subject matter. They're killing Kim Jong-un, who's like a North Korean leader.
Wow.
So they've pulled it from theaters. What do you think about that? Do you think it, like, limits creative freedom in America?
Man, to be honest, I don't have too much knowledge about the situation, so I don't even want to speak on it. If I don't know too much about it, I don't have no business talking about it.
You're very streetwise, though.
It's just the truth.
Where did you get these grills in?
Man, shout out to the homie C. Stone, man. I went to him. He knocked it out for me and got me looking right.
Okay, what do you think? Who is going to steal the show in this movie? You can't say you. What star in the movie you think is going to steal the show?
I haven't even seen it yet, but just from being on set, personal opinion would probably be Phil Wade.
And why Phil Wade?
He's the pastor, and he just transitioned to a whole different person. I walked up to Phil Wade and didn't even know it was him. And then once he started talking, start acting and stuff, once he started talking, I figured out who it was. And then when he got to acting, couldn't nobody keep a straight face through the whole time. So I think he's probably going to be the one to steal
the show. How many takes did it take to get through it?
Every scene, at least six. Every scene.
Nope, no BS.
No BS.
Wow.
True story.
Well, Doe Beezy, I appreciate you, man.
No doubt. I appreciate you, brother.
So that's the show today. Paul Wall, Doe Beezy, Kyle Hubbard, DJ Motai, Ashley Imani, all here on the brand new debut edition, the season premiere of the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. Now make sure you go over to Instagram, follow us at Brad Gilmore Show. Also, go to Twitter at Brad Gilmore Show. Same thing on Twitter and Instagram. And then go subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating. Don't forget that. And then if you feel really giving, you can subscribe to us on TuneIn Radio or add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. If you do these things, it will help us immensely. Also, go to bradgilmore.podbean.com and make sure you place a donation for the Michael J. Fox Foundation. We're going to be raising money for the next 6 months. It's a great, great cause. You should help us out. All right, so until next week, next Tuesday, I'm your host, the dress shoe wearing, Ric Flair, good hair having, entertainment world champion, Brad Gilmore, and I'll be seeing you all next week.
week.
The Brad Gilmore Show expresses views and opinions that apply to Brad Gilmore and his guest alone. They do not reflect the views and opinions of Reality Wrestling 2011 or any other entity.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.